We are back on today's episode of Locked On Cubs. We talk about some crazy prices for mid-tier pitchers. We preview the winter meetings. It's me, Sam Olber. It's Matt Cozy. We've missed you. Come on in and join us.
Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We are underway here on a Friday, and welcome back in to Locked On Cubs. Alongside Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy. Pleased to be with you whenever and wherever you may be listening. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. Sam and I are lifelong fans, taking our passion into discussion with you on all things Cubs. And today's Friday episode is brought to you by our great partners at BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. Well, if the offseason hadn't picked up steam, it's about to. And there's even been a few free agent signings this week that we're going to discuss and unpack. And it sure seems like teams around baseball are getting their bags of cash out. Sam, it's been a nice week, a little bit of a different week for us. And we do want to announce that next week we're going to be five shows plus some bonus instant reaction shows if the Cubs do indeed make a move.
It feels like we haven't done a show since Y2K.
Yeah.
You know, I almost miss it. I almost miss coming home, and you know, so I'm glad.
Almost.
You know, we're I just, you know, because I felt like I had something to do, and I didn't.
Right. It's a weird feeling.
All right. Let's discuss. And my apologies, by the way, Don Rickles would be very upset at me. I should have mentioned you before me when I said, I said Sam Olber's with that. You know, Matt Cozy's the host of the show. His name goes first. That's shameful. If you want to cut that out.
Shout out to Don Rickles, by the way.
And if you want to cut that out and fire me, you can. Anyhow. All right. Let's talk about these signings because I don't like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce them and I'll react to it? That's what we do here on this program.
Yeah, the vibe is definitely trending in a direction perhaps not projected, but it's real, it's happening. And the starting pitchers in the so-called middle tier, Sam, are receiving big dollars. So I'm going to give you the three deals that have been done so far this week, and we'll go from there. So Mike Clevinger.
Diet soda.
1 year deal with the White Sox for 12 M's.
Diet soda, way too much for diet soda.
Matt Boyd, 10 M's with the Detroit Tigers.
That's like seltzer water.
And then within the last hour, Zach Eflin.
Diet soda.
Rays, 3 years for 40. That's a 13.3 AAV.
So what does this tell you, Matt? Well, this is what this tells me. I don't want any of these guys. That means Mr. Senga is going to cost probably about 22 to 25 per. And yes. You better get out the checkbook because, you know what? Look, I'm not going to overreact. I'm going to call Paul McCartney and I'm going to let it be. But I told you I'd get that. Look. The Cubs waited for this offseason. Okay. They did not try and really win last year, although they spent about 70 something on Stroman and 100 whatever on Suzuki.
Yeah.
If this is what the market is, I do not want any. Well, the market was a little bit higher than we anticipated, so we went and drank some diet soda. I don't want that. If you've waited, the market is now set. If Mr. Clevinger's getting 12 per year, Mr. Senga's going to want in the early 20s per year. That should not be a surprise anymore.
No.
It's no excuse. Get it done. That's what I have to say. What do you have to say?
Well, I've been thinking about it throughout the day since you brought it to my attention. And there's even been that Eflin signing since.
Which 3 years, $40 million for Eflin's. It makes me queasy.
Yeah. And it's not just the Jersey Mikes, but. Sam had Jersey Mikes before the show.
We're a big show. You can't announce that on here. You can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? They could sue.
I apologize for that.
I had a sandwich.
Yeah.
50,000 listeners a day. You can't just be spewing things out like that.
Okay. Well, listen, anyways, yeah. So I do apologize. I retract all my statements. So,
And they're not listening.
So I've been thinking about this throughout the day. I'm trying to land on something. I guess based on what you just said, I think where I'm mostly at right now is if this is the market for the middle tier, then don't you have more of a sense of urgency to pay for the good pitching? And you're not necessarily upset with it because if I'm going to spend good dollars on a okay pitcher, then why not spend good dollars on good pitchers?
Well, Jed said before the year, we're going to spend intelligently.
Intelligent spending.
3 years, $40 million for Eflin's not intelligent. So to that, that proves your point.
It's a high price. So if we're going to pay high prices, we being the market of MLB, then the Cubs should really pursue the higher middle tier, the Senga tier, obviously the shortstop market, the catching market. We're all going to talk about that, you know, later in the show. But I guess I am surprised because pitching seemingly is at a premium. They're receiving big dollars. And I even have all these deals, Sam, when you're ready, from the Athletics' Jim Bowden that he's projecting that's right in line or even a worse sign than these three deals that were actually done. I mean, listen to this one. Let me just get this one out of the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chris Bassett.
Oh.
Bowden has 74 for four.
No. Stay away
from that. That's $18.5 million a year.
Yeah, but I mean, Bassett's like a Coke Zero. He's not bad, but just last year, Eflin, he threw 75 innings, 65 Ks, 4.04 ERA, 3-5 record. Stay away from that. You know what?
Oh my gosh!
I like your point though. Maybe this is good news for the Cubs. Maybe it gives them more of it. Because I don't need the second guy. I just want one major addition. So maybe it gives them more of an incentive to pay up for a Senga. Because I don't feel bad at all going into a season. Senga, Stroman,
right.
Steele, Hendricks, Player X. Yeah, whoever it is. That's there's something there. But one thing I will say that you have to take away from this, you can kiss Drew Smiley goodbye. If Matthew Boyd's getting $13 million, the Cubs and him aren't coming together on a deal because that means he's worth in the double digits.
Well, Boyd got 10. Eflin got 13. No, I think Smiley's going to get 10.
If Smiley gets 10, adios and thank you for your service.
He might get 50. He might get upwards of 15.
No. If he gets 15, we're done with the show.
Okay, don't say that. Come on. No. You made too many guarantees this week.
No, he's not. If he's making 15 a year, we'll never sign another guy forever.
Bowden has Nathan Eovaldi at 22.5 M's a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he has him going to I forget who he has him going to, but he's got 90 mil over 4 years. For Eovaldi, who's a Coke Zero.
I mean, he's got a lot of mileage, but once upon a time, he dominated in October.
Jameson Taillon, 17.5 M's a year.
He could pitch.
Yeah.
I know he's not the type of guy I love because he's not a big strikeout guy, but that guy could pitch.
Taiwan Walker, 16 M's a year.
No, that's
reprehensible.
No, I mean, you know what, though? I think you're right. I think this is just going to – I think Jed's going to say, all right, forget these mid-tier guys. We're going after a big one. We're getting that, and that's it for the starters. And by the way, that's all I need.
Well, I got another big, by the way. Bowden has Senga to the Cubs for 72 over 3.
Yeah, which would be absolutely –
24 a year.
Stellar. Now, let me ask you a question, Matt. Would you rather – serious question. Would you rather have Kodai Senga or Chris Bassett and Taiwan Walker at the prices that we're thinking?
At the prices that we just gave?
Well, just, yeah, the ballpark. I'd much rather just have Senga and spend that other money elsewhere.
Yes.
Right?
I would say then it's one starter instead of two. Yeah,
yeah, and then you can go fill third, fill center, fill short. Like I've always said.
Catcher.
I absolutely think the Cubs need a defensive center fielder. That's third on my priority. But if they just have an offseason like they had last year, where it's Suzuki and Stroman, but it's a little bit more for Senga and way more for Correa, that's still a W. If you get that starter, that 1A guy, that 1B guy, and then you get that shortstop and you put Horner, you put Correa, Senga, Steele, Stroman, Hendricks, and Suzuki, and then
Kiermaier.
You fill in on the margins and figure out some stuff. That's still a team that I'm going to pay my money to watch play, but I'm not gonna pay my money to spend $40 million on Zach Eflin on opening day or day two or three and convince me that that's going to get us over the top. Say we sneak into the playoffs in round one, Eflin v. DeGrom. No thanks. And I'm pretty sure Eflin was coming out of the bullpen for most of the postseason for the Phillies.
Most of the regular season. That's why he had the innings number you listed.
Oh, I thought it was because he got hurt.
Well, I'd have to out of the pen a lot.
But this deal by the Rays is obviously a starter's deal.
Yes.
No, I mean, if they're paying 3 years, $40 million for a reliever.
Yeah, no, it's a starter's deal.
Okay, because, I have been a little bit out of the baseball game with everything going on. I might have missed something.
Right.
if we're giving Eflin $40 million out of the pen, then I'm going to the cages. You know what I mean? I mean, that would really mess with me.
Yeah, you could use some practice, too.
Sure.
Oh, boy. Would you like me to give some figures on the top tier guys, the three top tier guys?
I'd like to guess.
All right, so it's Rodon, DeGrom, and Verlander. Go ahead.
All right, we'll start with DeGrom. Give me the years first, what he's projecting, and then I'll guess the total.
Five.
5 years. 180.
200.
Yeah, all right. Wasn't off by that much. Right. $40 million a year. Makes sense. All right. How about that lefty Rodon that doesn't want to come here? Well, how many years for him?
Let's five as well.
I'll say 180.
180. Let's see. I had him at
let's go here.
Sorry. So I've rolled out at $29 million per year.
Okay, what do you mean? You don't, but what you're reading?
What I'm reading. Right?
Okay, so about 150.
Yeah, 144 over five. I apologize.
So I've been right in the middle.
Yes.
And then
we have Justin V.
If he gets 5 years, I'm off the show.
Yeah, Bodum has him at three.
Okay, 3 years, 90.
3 years, 135.
Are you serious?
45 M's a year. 40-year-old a 3 year deal? The Dodgers would. I could see that. Next week, I could see crazy contracts by the Dodgers, dude, for Verlander and Judge. Couldn't you? That's a crazy deal. Sam speechless.
3 years, 135 for a guy that's 40 that, by the way, in the playoffs looked very pedestrian.
Right.
Oh, right, all right. Let's move. We're done. Move on.
Yeah, let's keep going, right?
Jeez. Okay.
Coming up next, we preview the winter meetings further, including zooming in on it from a Cubs perspective. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every pro and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. You've got it all at BetOnline.net. The fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back here on Locked On Cubs. Thanks for making us your first listen. Friday episodes are always a fun time, and it certainly has been that the first 14 minutes here. And we're going to keep going. The winter meetings begin Sunday in San Diego, and Jeff Passan reported this week there will be a, quote, flurry of action this year at the winter meeting. So I'm definitely prepared for a big week. I think it is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be some serious dominoes. I think this thing is going to start Sunday. The winter meeting starts Sunday. I think there's activity will start Sunday. And really, if today's any indication, I think we might see some stuff Friday and Saturday as well. There's a lot to happen.
We're going to do our best. Obviously, if something breaks midday, it'll be tough for us to go live right away. But at some point during that day, we will be going live. So please tune in to us. Yep. It's going to be a big couple of weeks for this organization. I can't overstate it.
I just got goosebumps, man.
Yeah, I can't overstate how important these winter meetings are and how important it is to improve this team, improve the morale of this fan base, and keep what I thought the second half of the All-Star break, after the All-Star break, not only in the big league club, but just the morale and vibe around the organization, keep that momentum going. We've talked about it ad nauseum. We'll continue to. They need to add players. They need to put out a product that we're excited about, whether that's 85 wins, 88 wins, 82 wins, whatever it is, that March 30th, people are racing to get to Marquee Network and saying, hey, you know, this 121st pitch, I'm not working today because I want to watch my baseball team take the field. It's a very important offseason. I think for the most part, and I'll speak for you and me on this, Matt,
sure.
We've been pretty patient, and we have been more on the defensive side to Mr. Hoyer than most. But overall, I think the Cub fans have been pretty patient. What were they, 9th in attendance last year, or 8th or something like that?
Right.
I think that's a pretty good number for a team that was never going to contend. And I understand that the first rebuild was 3 years. This is not the first rebuild, and we've been told it's not the first rebuild. So these winter meetings, in my opinion, and I know I'm being dramatic, I know I'm overstating it, but that's what I do. That's why you listen to the show. Or if I just came in here and spit facts and read off a dictionary the whole time, you wouldn't want to listen to this program. This winter meetings, to me, is the first domino that needs to fall in the favor of the Cubs to have a very good season. If this next couple of weeks goes poorly, I can't see how the season goes that well. It's important. We've laid out the groundwork. Shortstop, pitcher, center field, margins. That's what we're looking for. One thing I will say, and I know I'm going long here, Matt,
don't
worry about the bullpen. That stuff, I was reading today that Chris Martin's going to sign soon. Jed's really good at taking third, fourth-tier relievers and turning them into assets. We'll worry about that. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Shortstop, pitcher, center field, margins. That's what we're focused on these next 3 weeks. If at least two of those four boxes aren't checked, find a new hoe.
There it is again. Come on, man. Another hyper. So in case anyone is playing bingo, and hope to gosh you're not, but if you are, be awesome. Hyperbolic guarantees. There's been a couple of those. Cancellation of the show threat check.
So. Do the show with Kaz.
My friend Kevin, former New York Met. Hey, yeah, I agree with all of that.
Hey, right here.
I know we have been, you know, if you break down the Cubs content landscape, I think we have carved out this unique messaging. And I do think that's all true, though. And the next 10 to 14 days is going to indicate what the 2023 season in between that chalk is going to be.
And you can see me at the winter meetings, by the way.
You're going to San Diego?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it would be nice. You wouldn't have to scrape ice off your car. Aaron Judge, I think, potentially could be the first domino.
I hope so.
If that happens, what did you say?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't say anything.
I could have sworn you said you're tired of him.
No, I'm tired of it.
He's hit 62 home runs.
No, I'm not tired of him. I'm tired of the where is he going to go stuff. I can't wait till it's done so I can focus on the team from up north, our baseball team.
Okay. So it looks like it's between the Yankees, the Giants, and Dodgers for him.
Yeah, if he goes to the Dodgers, you can find him.
All
Oh, that was intentional. All no, right. he's going to stay in New York.
Right. The Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx.
And I just think from a market standpoint, that's going to do some leveling. Because then the Dodgers know they have money still. The Giants do. I think those are both players in the shortstop market. It seems like Trey Turner wants to go to the Phillies. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of eliminate them from the market. You know, you have all those tiers of starters. You have tiers of relievers. But I agree, mostly agree with your sentiment about, you know, not avoiding it, but not being as worried. And then you have this interesting catcher first base market, margin market, which I think for the Cubs, those might be where the first signings are.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the week plays out, you see the big names writing their names on the piece
of tired. Paper. I'm tired of giving Heyman publicity, but he said Swanson to the Cubs is a favorite today. So, and just so you know, if that does happen, I will come on the show with three different types of Diet Pepsi, Diet Soda, Diet Coke.
But Dansby Swanson's a good player, though. I don't know if he. I gotta do a deep dive on him.
I like Dansby Swanson.
He's a good player. I don't disagree with the Diet Coke, but I think you're. I think maybe it's just a tad dismissive than I expected.
I think he helps the team defensively, but you know,
team would be locked down defensively up the middle.
Call me hindsight, but it screams out a Hayward deal. Guy's had one great offensive season. It happened the year in free agency. He comes here, he's not going to hit.
Yeah.
Why not spend the extra 10, 15 million a year to get a guaranteed guy that doesn't have bad offensive campaigns, whether that be Correa or Bogarts in this regard? Those guys don't – maybe they had one bad year. I don't have their stats.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, I you know, why not go get the consistency?
Yeah,
you know, if you're gonna if you're gonna spend 150, spend 200, right? Like, just you better make sure it's good at that point, because Jed, let me tell you, you didn't sign Hayward, but you signed VR, and you know, you mess up this shortstop. If Dansby Swanson comes in here and he's a 234 hitter with an OPS under 700, bye bye.
Right. Well, yeah, we've talked about Jed Hoyer's spot with this organization before, and this is definitely a pivotal.
It's the biggest year of his career. It's the biggest year of his career. Right. That's not hyperbole either.
I don't want to do projections, do you?
No, because I have no idea.
Who the Cubs going to sign next week?
I've been on Correa for 4 or 5 months. I'm not getting off now.
The whole time of the show.
Yeah. I'm not getting off now.
Right, right. All right, well, I'm excited. We definitely will take advantage of some live shows in addition to the regular episodes. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to go to the dollar store this weekend and put some helium and some blue and red balloons, but I'm going to be ready.
Great.
And hopefully my optimism flows down to Clark and Addison.
I hope so, Matthew.
Coming up next, we close out with best and worst of the week. We're back here on Locked On Cubs. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day in all things North Siders. Sam, would you like to start or myself?
I actually have a best this week.
Oh, good.
My best of the week is my football team, my soccer team, but we call it football. Really proud of them. Argentina in the World Cup showed tremendous resolve, tremendous character, tremendous perseverance after being the laughingstock of the tournament, losing to Saudi Arabia in game one, which was probably the biggest upset in the history of the tournament. Came back, won both games, and now won their group and have everything ahead of them. Are they going to win the tournament? Probably not. But they showed a lot of character, and you know me as well as anybody in sports. I love that.
Yeah.
I love when people show fight, leadership, and character. They did that.
Sure.
And we're going to be ready to go on Saturday. That was my best of the week. I was very nervous all week, and they delivered. So thank you to them.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool. My best of the week is going to be from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I've had a great time watching Cubs World Series Game 7 with my dad, my Uncle Tom, Uncle Mike, and Uncle Bob. And I got some business cards made, some more business cards made specifically for my Uncle Tom. who's going to start passing these out on his own accord. I really appreciate him and his support of the show.
Thank you,
Tom. Watches it each and every day. And I would love to make more of these for listeners and maybe even make the t-shirt plunge at some point this winter or spring.
Yeah, and it'd be great if I got one since I host the show with you. No, I'm just joking around. I got so many cards thrown around here. My worst of the week, Matt, and I know we usually are supposed to, you know, we should do a Cubs one, but I don't. There's nothing there. I am starting to be really disappointed with myself at ordering the wrong things at restaurants, or at even small places like recently. You know, folks, when you go, if you go to a burger place, order a burger. Don't get cute and order like pasta or something. And because you know me, Matt, I pride myself on ordering the right things.
Yes.
And I've just been in a slump lately. I think like maybe five of my last six meals out, I haven't enjoyed it. And it's not really the fault of the restaurant. It's my fault. Order a better thing. You go to a fish place, you order fish. You don't get cute, you know. Oh, well, they got, you know, they do it. They got a great New York strip here. No, it's a seafood place. You know, stop getting cute. It's like offensive play calling in football. You know, third and one, sneak it. Don't run out of the shotgun and run a sweep. You know what I mean?
Oh, don't tell me about that.
Yeah, and that better be your worst of the week.
Right,
your
right.
Football team.
Just wait a second.
You know, I just hold myself to a better standard than that, and I've been failing myself.
So you would say you're about one for your last six.
I'm just, yes, I'm in a slump, you know, call me Madrigal.
My worst of the week is Iowa.
But I didn't get injured while I ate it.
My worst of the week is the Iowa Football Club getting defeated by the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Iowa was down in that ball game 24-0 or 24-0, I believe they say in soccer.
Sure.
And they came back and scored 17 while holding Nebraska. It was 24-17. Iowa had not one but two drives to tie the game. They, of course, failed to do that. And they could have made it to Indianapolis for the second straight year. They failed to do that. I think they paid for some early season losses.
No, they just should have beat Nebraska at home.
And they should have beat Nebraska at home. They didn't do that. Yeah. Is there going to be any consequences for any of their coaching staff? Probably not. That's upsetting. But breaking news, just before we hit the air, former Michigan quarterback Cade McNamara is transferring to Iowa. And so that's an interesting boost.
All right, enough. It's not an Iowa show. Yeah, no, it was bad. And Illinois botched themselves too. Look, Sunday night, Monday morning, we'll be back.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have something to report.
Stay, Monday, keep it here and spread the word, by the way.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning, you wake up, we are here, and there better be some stuff to report this week, everybody. You know, because right. You could, if you know me, I'm starting to, you know what I mean? Let it be, Paul, let it be.
Oh, that's fabulous. Yes, I think we all have some blue and red angst, and we're ready to hear some news.
I feel like I was a little annoying on this show. It's a Friday, you know what I mean?
Be sure to hit that subscribe button for Locked On Cubs on YouTube and smash the like button on all your favorite Locked On Cubs content. Folks, you have to like the content. Okay, just press the like button. Help us out a little bit. We really appreciate that. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods on the audio side. And hey, we could take some questions for a Monday episode. 312-834-4634. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. Now make your second, the Locked On Sports Today podcast. Locked On Sports Today is our 22-minute recap of the previous night in sports. It features local experts on each of the big stories as well as the take of the day from one of the Locked On hosts. Fun Friday episode. He's Sam Olber. I'm Matt Cozy, and this has been Locked On Cubs.